You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech? Well, as you may have heard, the United States just had a presidential election. And from the tech industry's perspective, it went pretty darn well. So first off, and most importantly, there was no major technological failure, at least not yet. No voting system got hacked. No social media platform was distorted in such a way that the results were perceived to be altered. There wasn't even a higher than expected amount of misinformation. Sure, there were lies, there was a mess, but it was much cleaner than I thought it would be. All the tech companies had built up these huge operations, they'd scenario plan for all that could go wrong, and honestly, it's probably in the lower 10-15% of bounds for bad stuff they thought might happen. So that's all good. The election kind of went off without a huge tech problem. Next, from the tech industry's perspective, the candidate they wanted to win, Joe Biden, at least at the moment I'm recording this, seems most likely to win. Most people in Silicon Valley wanted Biden to win. They want Biden to win because they're more likely to agree with his values and his sense of governing. And also, they would be glad when Donald Trump is not tweeting late at night, creating all kinds of headaches. So now let's get to that. Donald Trump did tweet a whole bunch of stuff. He did declare victory when he shouldn't have declared victory. But the tech companies responded in a way that was rational and calm. Twitter, for example, when Trump tweeted that, said, well, this tweet may include a false claim, slow down access to it. But the tech companies had planned for this, and they had prepared for it. And even though their policies were a mess leading up to the election, as I've talked about, no, they kind of worked today. So, calmer than expected election. No misinformation disaster. Preferred candidate wins. Trump doesn't cross the lines they expected him to cross. And then, perhaps also importantly for the tech industry, the Republicans keep the Senate, which means there's a divided government, which means antitrust action or legislation to break up the big tech companies is very unlikely to go through. Antitrust is a bipartisan issue, but if the Democrats had the presidency, the Senate, and the House, they could do a heck of a lot more. So things moving slowly is probably good for tech. There were two ballot initiatives, one on the rights of gig workers, where the tech industry is probably happy with the result in California, one on privacy, where the tech industry is probably upset. But overall, a good night for big tech. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.